Michael Brecker has graced us with his presence. Michael, welcome to our broadcast booth.
Thank you. Thank you for that tumultuous ovation.
I'd like to ask you a same question that I just asked your cohort, Mike Stern. Your main influences on tenor sax?
I'd say just about everybody. On the tenor sax, you know, first I would say Coltrane, obviously, and then everybody. I've listened to everybody and learned, you know, I mean, that's kind of a evasive answer, but, the, you know, I could run down the list, but it would take too long.
Until next year's Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival, if you ran down the list.
Well, I don't know if it would take that long, but it might take about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and that's...
Take your time and just go ahead. Do some of them if you want to.
Joe Henderson, Wayne Shorter, Sonny Rollins, Steve Grossman, Jerry Braganzi, Bob Berg, Dave Liebman, just naming anybody that, you know, I mean, I've listened and learned from everyone. Branford, you know, as well as Lester Young, Charlie Parker, and I'm just naming you just one saxophone.
So what you're saying, you're right. Talking about people who played the instrument before you and even people who came along after you. I noticed you mentioned Branford.
Yeah, I continue to listen.
Okay. Sure.
I just brought Branford's new record. I like it very much.
Trio Jeepy. It's delicious. You know, and the thing that we should add is that those people would turn around and would mention you, Mr. Brecker.
Well, I pay them well.
But they would. They would turn around and mention you as one of their influences. I'd like to ask a question.
Here, as I have heard, Michael Brecker School possibly developing. I know I'm hearing on a lot of CDs and LPs a lot of Michael Brecker when Michael Brecker's not on the album. Would you say you have an influence on a lot of saxophonists?
I've been told that. It's always hard for me to hear that. Sometimes I can hear my influence in other players, but as far as a whole school of playing, I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm too close to it, so it's too hard to tell.
I see. You don't know if it's developing into a Michael Brecker school.
Or just people that have developed by listening to the same people I listen to. So, you know, I can't really, you know what I mean? It's hard to say that.
Okay.
Maybe there might be a Michael Brecker school of the iwi. We were looking forward to hearing a lot of this electronic wind instrument, and we're glad that you were able to pull some of it out.
Yeah, I was able to get it functioning. The iwi was actually working. What was not working was the next thing in line, which is an instrument which translates what the iwi is saying to all of the other synthesizers, and that somehow got injured in the airplane.
Oh.
So I was able to get a couple things happening. And we were, you know, because it was a little difficult because some of the music is built around the iwi. It was composed and written and built for it.